Welcome to the Boxed Wine and Witchcraft Podcast, opening your eyes to the mysteries and magic of an unseen world. Here's your host, Alexa.
Hey, everyone. I'm Alexa Reeves, your witch and host on today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. Today, we are going to take a quick pit stop over to a few festive holiday lores and traditions that you might find yourself running into this snowy season. We'll talk about things like Yule traditions, the Yule log, the Holly King, and a particularly hungry cat in this mini-series as we touch upon some most common cold weather lore. As always, we remind you that your spirituality and religion is as unique as your fingerprints. What we say here is by no means the definitive rule on any topic, merely a jumping-off point for you to begin your exploration into the wild world around us. So, with the air that inspires us, earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us, grab yourself a glass of some hot mulled wine and cuddle up under a blanket as we talk about some of the more popular winter traditions. Join me now as we travel back to Ireland, Scotland, the Gaelic times. Deep rolling thunder and storms gather over the hills. Everybody seems to know her name. She's called the Veiled One. In some of the Gaelic terms, the Wise Woman, the Sorceress, even. A witch, for sure, but an all-powerful deity. We're, of course, talking about the Cailleach. The Cailleach is an ancient pre-Celtic goddess of sorts. And I say goddess of sort, not because she's specifically one deified figure, but she is the land. She is the earth. It is the Celtic and Gaelic version of Gaia, a female embodiment of life and fertility, of the dark side of the mother, death and rebirth, and the cold. She is all of these things all rolled into one. Several oral traditions list her as a healer, but most agree that she controls the force of the elements, especially wind, water, dark, brutal, cold storms. Areas of the land that are said to be particularly windy, particularly inhospitable at times, are said to be ruled over by the Cailleach. There are actually monuments and cairns, and even a few indigenous shrines still standing to her today. In the Slieve na Cailleach, over in the area of Lochrú, there are the Hill of the Hags, these stone cairns that were resurrected around 3500 BCE. It's said that these stones were droppings out of her apron, out of her dress pockets, as she crossed the land controlling the storms. These stones still stand, and you can even go visit them today and sit upon the carved stone known as the throne of the Cailleach, the seat of the witch, and sit and have a conversation with her while you look over the beautiful and tempestuous sky. Many of the lore in the research says that she is the counterbalance to Brigid, or Brigid. Brigid being the creative emergence and green growth of spring, while the Cailleach being the darker side of that duality, winter, death, beginning her rule on the eve of Samhain. An indigenous shrine still exists to her, called Tai na Cailleach, which is the house of the old woman. And it is a small stone hut with sod roof and natural formations around it. There are large water-sculpted stones that represent the Cailleach, her husband, and a few of her children. And it's a tradition in the area that on Beltane, May 1st, farmers will go and take her out of the hovel to watch, clean the area up, and she will guard the fields. She will watch over the livestock and the farmers that wander through. As the weather begins to turn colder, they return and bring her back inside, refresh the altar, refresh her shrine there, and kind of make her cozy for the winter months as she rules over the dark winter months from the comfort of her shrine. The Kaliak's myth and legends are extremely rife with the idea that she herself is the land. It sounds very Arthurian in legend, actually, if you think about the Arthur legends being, you know, the Holy Grail not necessarily being a cup so much as it's the idea that Arthur and the land are one, which is actually a homage to its pagan roots of the idea that in order for Irish kings to be able to become king and rule the land, they had to marry a goddess of the territory. They had to marry a spirit of the land. One of the more exciting stories I was able to find about the Kaliak was a myth of Prince Niall and his four brothers. And the story goes that Prince Niall and his four brothers were all rivals to their father, the king's throne, being brothers naturally. As they began to come of age and realize that they were going to have to settle that dispute somehow, they decided to all go hunting. Deep in the woods they went, they had a successful hunt, and they found themselves getting thirsty. So they went in search of water. Deep in the forest, the brothers stumbled upon a well that was guarded by a Kaliak. Now, this Kaliak was described as a hideous hag, scraggly gray hair, wrinkled, misshapen skin, rotten teeth, bones and skulls and things hanging off of her dress. And each brother, in turn, approached the well and asked for a sip of water from the well. The Kaliak would demand a kiss in return for the water. Well, each of the first four brothers refused this woman, said, "No, you're too ugly, you're too hideous, I couldn't possibly," and went away thirsty. But not Prince Niall. No, when he approached, he again asked the Kaliak for a drink of water from her well, to which she demanded a kiss in return. And he readily agreed and embraced her. And in that kiss, she suddenly transformed into this beautiful young woman. And she says to Niall, "I am the kingdom, I am the land," and bestows upon him the right of kingship over the land. I liked this story because it shows that duality again, that kind of cyclical nature that we see in a lot of dark goddess aspects. The idea of going from crone to maiden, from barren winter lands to lush spring growth. This cyclical nature is extremely common and indicative of a lot of dark goddess characteristics. In further research, the Kaliak is also archetypal. She's a title that could be bestowed upon a woman or a person, as well as being kind of a local name for the spirit of the local forest. The witch of the area was sometimes called the Kaliak. One of the bigger titles, though, she gets is being the ancestral being of the land and the people around. Typically, when she's physically described, it's as a veiled older woman, pale-skinned or even blue skin tinged with cold, her teeth long and kind of red around the edges, her clothing ragged and dull and adorned with skulls and bones. She almost always comes with storms, with thunder, with wind. She's a patron of caring for wild and domestic animals. There are several legends that also list her as the patron of wolves. Wolves that are emboldened by winter's hunger to come in and seek for food in places they don't normally belong. In some of these stories, the Kaliak is said to spend half of her year young and fertile, and then the other half of her year old and as a crone. There are also some stories that say that she is actually the counterpart to Brigid. And I liked that variation in the myth of either being one entity that kind of cycles through the life and death and rebirth cycle, or a counterbalance to the life and birth totem that the goddess Brigid does. In all the myths, she is married to Borak, who is a Scottish trickster spirit, very Loki of the Nordic god, very Pele, very kind of mischievous type of energy associated with her as well. One of the more modern traditions I was able to find with her, as well as just being an amazing dark goddess to add to your repertoire of women to invoke this winter season. On Imbolc, February 1st, the Kaliak is said to run out of firewood, and she goes out into the woods to collect more. And if she rises early enough, she makes the day bright and sunny and beautiful, so she can see the wood and she can collect more for herself, knowing that winter will last a little longer now. If she, however, sleeps in, she doesn't have as much time to search for as much wood. So she shortens winter for herself and for everyone around her, so she doesn't use up as much of her winter store of wood. Now, I liked this because this is a clear representation of our modern Groundhog Day-ness, of a creature coming out, if it's seeing its shadow, meaning it's bright, it's sunny out, winter will still persist. But if it doesn't see its shadow, winter's coming to a close rather soon. And I very much liked the idea of this dark goddess of death, who was the land in and of itself, being the deciding factor as to whether or not winter would continue or wrap up a little bit sooner. So this holiday season, I encourage you all to include the Kaliak in your arsenal of goddesses that you pay tribute to on these cold, cold nights. In this Imbolc, rather than celebrate the groundhog, we'll all light a candle and ask the lovely Kaliak, the old crone, the veiled one, to please shorten these winter days and bring spring a little bit sooner for us. If any of you have any sort of rituals or spells or have done any sort of workings with the Kaliak, let us know at the shop. We're always excited to know what you guys are up to. Until next time, take care.